The same God that fought for the children of Israel, dear friend, before October ends. The same God that is still working out things for your good and my good. Fading out, brand new music, first time playing on RSCV. She dropped it some 2 weeks ago. We just had to have this interview here. She was telling me something in the background, but I'll later say it on radio quickly. Minister Kangwa, when are you giving us another song for an exclusive premiere?
Yes, another song. Dear listeners, and also Patrick, please look out for Peter Yesu, 1st December. It should be out by 1st December, yes.
On the day that the Christian West will be celebrating 31 years?
Yes, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Yes, that day. That
it
day.
Will be a Monday.
That's it.
Where can people find this song, Ekalwila?
Ekalwila is on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Kangwa. You can just check for Violet Kangwa. Or you can get in touch with me. It's not even on sale, it's just for free. So you can just get in touch with me, then I can send the song over to you.
Please, how can people get in touch with you?
I think you can call me on 0975-718829. 0975.
Before even finishing giving out the number, I saw the phone ringing there. But hey, Minister Kangwa, always welcome. Can't wait to host you in that first week of December, God willing.
Amen, amen. I can't wait as well. Thanks.
She's been my guest. She dropped that song some 2 weeks ago. We had to have on the show here. Coming up, the news at the top of the hour. And then in the second half of the program, we'll be talking about all things RSCV Music Awards. Many, many thanks for coming through. Mr. C, you're saying, Brother Patrick, you're a blessing. Thank you for calling, Kunda. Thank you very much. Really, really do appreciate.
Join our fun-filled community and be the first to know about exclusive events, amazing contests, and behind-the-scenes sneak peeks. Plus, get ready for mind-blowing surprises and jaw-dropping content you won't find anywhere else. Get connected with RCV now. Hit the follow button now.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Deep refutes claims of power exports. Government calls on media houses to be regulated with IBA. And election protesters defy army chief in third day of Tanzania unrest. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Vice President Mutalina Lumango has dismissed allegations that government is exporting electricity, describing such claims as misleading to the nation. Speaking in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango explained that the country has been facing an inadequate power supply due to economic and population growth as well as the effects of the recent drought. Mrs. Nalumango was responding to a question from Mukushi South Constituency Member of Parliament, Davis Chisoba, who questioned why the government was allegedly exporting electricity at the expense of Zambians. She further noted that power export contracts were signed during the Patriotic Front, PF administration, and these agreements have contributed to the current shortages, which however been halted. Mrs. Nalumango attributed the current electricity challenges to the failure of previous government to invest in alternative energy sources to match the nation's economic and demographic growth. I know we are politicians, but I believe in politics of sincerity. Let us acknowledge our weaknesses where they exist, but do not mislead the Zambian people, said Mrs. Nalumango. She added that the UPND government could have achieved more had it inherited a stronger foundation, but it is now focusing on investing in alternative power generation to ensure sustainable energy for the future. Mrs. Nalumango assured that Zambia will have sufficient power supply by 2026, owing to government's ongoing investments in the energy sector.
So we have gone back to those contracts and stopped, negotiated. Then, you are saying we are exporting. I was talking of independent power traders. Because some people have been coming here shouting names of companies. The independent power purchasers are the ones who buy power from South Africa. They buy power from Mozambique and Yes, honorable, they use our infrastructure. And they pay what is called willing charge.
President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized that infrastructure development, particularly road construction, plays a vital role in unlocking investment opportunities and driving economic growth across the country. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony for the Mutanda Kasempa Kauma Road in Kasempa District today, President Hichilema said improved road networks are essential to opening up rural areas for investment, especially in key sectors such as mining and agriculture. When we build roads, we are not just connecting towns, we are connecting opportunities, said President Hichilema. He explained that the Mutanda Kasempa Kauma Road project will enhance access to markets, reduce transportation costs, and stimulate business activities in the northwestern and western provinces. Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa has implored some media houses that are on self-regulation to be regulated with the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwetwa stressed that media houses should uphold ethical journalism standards that protect their profession. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also chief government spokesperson, also emphasized the media's critical role in information dissemination to the public, ensuring that it is accurate and verified. As government, we are reluctant to impose regulations on the media, but rather expect them to come together and do the right thing, said Mr. Mwetwa. Mr. Mwetwa has therefore called on the media to be regulated with the relevant authorities to promote ethical conduct and professionalism.
We now have almost 200 media houses in the country. More than 90% of those are regulated by the IBA. Only in these five, Daily Mail, Times of Zambia, Vigas, Daily Nation, Mass Newspaper, are not regulated. And when you talk about regulation, those media houses that are already regulated speak for these who are not regulated, as if they are at the same level.
Economic analyst Naila Kopakopa has urged the government to expedite the establishment of a mining watchdog to monitor mineral exports and promote value addition within the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kopakopa emphasized that operationalizing the mining watchdog would help transform the mining sector and ensure greater investment returns for Zambia. He noted that enhanced oversight in the export of minerals could also contribute to stabilizing the kwacha against the US dollar, thereby strengthening the economy. There is need for the government to realize this call and move quickly to establish a stronger market base for foreign exports and investment, Mr. Kopakopa said.
We need 2022 national budget. There was an allocation for establishment of the mining watchdog. That watchdog up to now has not yet been operationalized. But we hear that the minerals that we export are undervalued. You know, export gold worth $1 billion to China. China is going to report that they imported $2 billion worth of gold from Zambia. So I wonder what the inertia is to make that watchdog operational, because we were losing a lot of money at the time that we need so much money.
In African news, protesters have taken to the streets in Tanzania for a third day, defying warnings from the country's army chief to end the unrest. Demonstrations have been taking place in major cities, with young protesters denouncing Wednesday's election as unfair, as key opposition figures were excluded from contesting against President Samia Hassan. An internet shutdown remains in place, making it difficult to confirm report of death, and the authorities have extended a curfew in a bid to quell the protests. Coming up shortly, Hurricane Melissa death toll rises as aid struggles to reach